Tabletop Radio Hour, your podcast for everything tabletop. My name is Zach, and this week I'm joined by my two wonderful co-hosts, Action Mark and Action Logan.
It's true.
Right.
Yeah. How are you gents doing today?
Good. How are you?
I almost expected good. As you were finishing that intro that it would just like literally explode. We wouldn't even know who they're introducing. You know, it's we know right. It's the crew, but like. There'd just be like an explosion sound, and then we'd be in the action. You know, that's what I was expecting.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Because it's action time.
I'm not running the game, so I don't have control over that. Those effects.
Good point.
That one.
Fair. Good point.
That one's the doll after the. That's the director's job.
It's true.
I'm just here to collect a check.
You guys get checks.
Nice.
No.
It doesn't have anything on it, but it's a check. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. It's a little check mark. I'll just put it on the Discord emoji. Check.
Just a small introduction disclaimer before the episode starts. There are a few sound effects throughout this episode of driving cars, honking car horns, of various traffic related things. So if you are one of those individuals that listens while driving, here is your warning for this one. You might listen to this one at home or after you get to work or wherever you are. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Before we get too far into things here, I just want to say, if you all like what we do here, we have a new and expanding Discord channel community that you can join if you would like to have chats with us, other people, and just have some fun.
If you're listening to this, it's really easy to find. Just go into the description, right? We put it in the description down below. Mm-hmm. You just look down, press the down thingy, and
they're just down it. Just scroll a little bit. And it depends on if you're on a computer
and then all or of it.
Just right there.
If it asks you financial information, it's fine. No, actually, it's not fine. Don't trust it. We're not going to ask
that
for
one's
any
not
of your
real.
Financial
yeah, no.
information ever.
We are not asking for anyone's financial information.
No.
Unless you plan on supporting the show in any kind of way.
I mean, that's you giving finances, but your financial information, keep that on lock.
Yes.
You got to start the game before we get crazier. Like, seriously.
Today, we are going to play a game by the name of Outgunned.
Oh, yeah.
Full of action and adventure. I believe we've done a bit of a game at a glance on this in the past. In the future.
We did session zero, too, because we have set up some stuff, so...
So this is by the people over at Two Little Mice. We've been playing Household quite a bit, and after a little bit of experimentation, this feels kind of similar on the rules side of things.
You'll notice some similarities, yes. Mm-hmm.
But we thought we'd do a little campaign here, a couple shot, if we can call it that.
Sure.
But Mark's running us through the game, and before we jump in, Mark, is there anything you want to add on? But after, you just got to take things away.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think we can just dive in and get the flow as we're going with it. Everybody ready?
No.
I like it.
Yes, of course. Let's go.
All right. Scene 1. Exterior. Washington, D.C. Day. The camera fades in on the National Mall, facing down towards the Capitol building, and pans down to 15th Street, where afternoon traffic casually circles the Washington Monument on the way to Independence Avenue. Suddenly, a black minivan screams around a corner, weaving through the tight openings between the masked cars. It heads for 395 and the bridge over to Arlington. Its destination is the Pentagon. And swerving between the mass of traffic right behind it in hot pursuit is your ride. Zach, what does your ride look like?
My ride is a dark gray with red racing stripes.
Subtle.
Muscle car. I'm imagining something like an old, '80s T-Bird. Something really slick, really quick, and it's just super reliable.
Nice. Okay, you are chasing this van, so we're starting off right into a chase. You have a need of 8 for this chase. So in order to catch them, we got to get to. Your need for speed is 8. I will also tell you that this chase has a countdown. In 3 rounds, they will reach the Pentagon. So, what do you guys start with a speed of 1, just automatically. What are you doing to trying to increase that speed? And you can both kind of take an active role here.
Man, I think just kind of without hesitation, a bit more pedal to the metal. Just focusing on driving, yep. Focusing on not hitting things.
So you're obviously in the driver's seat. So yeah, you're probably going to be doing a drive roll. You get to choose an attribute and a skill. So are you going to go with nerves drive?
I might go with like a focus drive.
Okay.
They're the same value, but
okay.
As a bit of flavor here, he's probably just eyes are narrowing a little bit. He's focusing on the road,
looking for those gaps in the cars to weave in and out. And
absolutely.
Okay, that makes sense to me. So Logan, you're in the passenger seat. What are you doing?
Hold her steady. As I pull out this long-barreled, silenced pistol and lean out the window, I'm aiming for one of their tires.
Beautiful. Okay. So, what are you going for then?
I think this situation is going to be a nerves shoot, which isn't great for me, but it's not the worst.
Okay.
Yeah, because I can't fight or stunt this.
Okay. And I should point out that your speed is in relation to the other car.
Right.
So working to slow them down will still increase your speed.
Okay.
Even though it's not technically increasing your speed, it is changing
the gap between us. It's reducing the gap.
Exactly correct.
Which is what my guy's interest is, because I want to get on that car.
Gotcha. So let's make some rolls here.
Let's do it.
Okay. I'll start with mine here. I get to roll 6.
Nice.
Okay.
I also have a proven driver with cars.
Nice.
I get a free reroll for driving, repairing, or evaluating my selected vehicle type.
Perfect.
Which is cars.
So okay.
I'll go for that free reroll. Same value. I got a critical success and a basic success.
Okay, so, but because it was a free reroll, you don't lose anything, so that's...
Correct.
Great. So you did get a critical reroll. That's going to increase your speed by 1.
Nice.
So. Ooh, okay.
Okay, so Logan?
Rolling 4 on this one. I got a basic success. I have nothing that's going to help me reroll for shooting.
Okay.
So I am starting to make them nervous, maybe, but I don't think there's any actual effect.
Correct. Yeah, that won't have any effect. But so at the end of the action round, you have a speed of 2, so we're going to knock 2 points off that need volume. So you have that. Now we have a reaction round. So one of the other, passenger is taking a shot at you, Logan. Okay. So you need to make a nerves plus stealth roll to kind of dodge.
Nerves their... stealth. Wow, that's a yes. really cool idea. I like
yeah.
that. Stealth has a way to keep yourself alive. That's cool. Okay, so that's just gonna be another roll. Is this considered stunting?
No. Stunt is a specific skill.
Fair enough. Roll four. I have Nessun Successio. Still in the time.
Okay. So you are gonna take some grit here.
Yep. Let's go.
So yeah, you're gonna take 3 grit.
Yep.
Zach, you are. Traffic is picking up. You're kind of weaving in and out here. You're gonna need to make a nerves awareness roll to kind of keep weaving through the traffic.
Okay. I will go ahead and do that.
Okay.
I get to roll 5. Nerves is a 3. You said awareness is a 2.
Yes. So yeah.
5. As I get nothing.
Oof. Wow. Oh. But you do have the...
I do have my free reroll.
Okay.
But you need to have...
Because I'm still driving a car.
Yep.
Oh, okay. I was like, don't you have to have a success to have a free reroll?
Normally,
not for
yes.
free.
Oh, okay.
For regular reroll.
Okay.
If you were just do a reroll.
Yeah. So, you got 2 basic successes, which is not a critical success, but what that means is you can take those to reduce... You, instead of taking 3 grit, you only take 1. Because you're...
You know what?
1 for each basic.
That's fine. I'll allow it.
Okay.
I'll allow it.
Good to know.
I'll allow myself to get hit by a stray bullet.
Sure.
Yes.
Sure.
So let me, now that we've kind of got the ball rolling here a little bit more of what your assignment here is. The passenger in the car that you're chasing, the minivan, has a laser targeting projector. Looks like a big boxy rifle, kind of. Information has revealed that a cruise missile is going to be launched from some offshore location into Washington. The targeting laser is used to ping and kind of paint a target. So it's heading to the Pentagon, and they're going to kind of ping the target so that they can, so the cruise missile will have a direct target to the Pentagon. So all they got to do is get within visual range of the Pentagon. And that's what you're trying to stop.
Okay.
Good news is they have already gotten the information that Pentagon is being evacuated, but this thing still could cause a lot of damage if you don't stop them. So you have 2 more rounds to get your need for speed up there. So, round 2, what you doing? This is your active round, so you choose. You tell me what you're doing.
Kind of my job here to keep it going.
Okay.
I'm just going to do a little bit of the same.
Okay.
And this is at night?
No, this is during the day.
Okay.
Yeah, so you got daytime traffic here that you're fighting through.
No problems with visibility, except for, lots of splash targets.
Correct.
Oh, boy-o.
I have rolled the equivalent of a critical success.
Okay, so once again, that knocks your speed up to 3 now. And what was the, that was just you're going straight driving again?
Going straight driving, focusing up.
Okay.
Pedal to the metal.
Awesome. Logan, what are you doing to...
I don't have a lot that's good for what I do in this situation, for what this character is built for. He's very much the face and the stunt melee up close guy. Is there some way I can use like a crime shoot situation here? Basically like knowing that on the streets here, I'm thinking about like crime as in like streetwise, as in kind of like knowing the area, the neighborhood. that if I can shoot something ahead of them to cause them to slow down or to stop them or something like that?
Crime is usually more of a subtlety thing.
Okay.
I would stealth or something. So if you're trying to do something and keep them from knowing that you're doing it.
Okay, that makes sense.
That is possible.
No, in this situation, it's going to have to just be nerves thing, because I'm just trying to stop them. I'm just trying to slow them down, and he's not that subtle of a guy.
Okay.
No.
Fair enough.
Subtlety? Nah.
Yeah, I can't think of anything that's going to help with this. I guess I could burn an adrenaline?
You can. A burning adrenaline will give you an extra die. That is absolutely a possibility.
All right. So that gets me up to 5 dice in this situation. Still no reroll, but holy crap.
Oh, look at that.
The full house.
Okay.
Getting shot kind of amped him up a little bit, and he leans out looking like, you know, a scene in a movie, because that's all he really knows. critical success and basic success.
Awesome. Okay. So, yeah, you ramp the speed up to 4, and, you're getting right up there.
Yes, thank you.
You do have an extra basic success here. I'll let you carry that over into your reaction round.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Nice.
So, so that ends the action round. So you ended with 4. So you're adding 4 checks off your need.
Ooh, great.
So you're at a total of 6 now. You only have 2 left.
Okay.
However, they have just gotten 2 adrenaline, which they are going to use on a special action here.
Ooh.
And that is a rush hour. You're hitting even more traffic. There's an unexpected traffic jam, and everyone's honking their horn. If the driver fails a critical reaction roll, focus plus street, the heroes lose 1 speed. So,
focus plus street.
Yeah, this is an addition to the reaction. So.
Do you mean streetwise?
Streetwise. Okay. Streetwise, thank you. Yeah, okay. Yes.
Okay.
I'm so glad I'm
okay.
We would be host.
Uh-huh. I get to roll 5.
Almost double what I can roll.
Ooh. And you know what? Because it is a bit of a higher octane situation, I'm going to spend my adrenaline to add a die.
Ooh.
Roll 6.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Here we go.
There it is.
There we go.
Gives me a critical and a basic.
Okay. So, yes. So, yeah, the cars completely block the road. You bounce up onto the sidewalk, knock out some trash cans, maybe a streetlight or two, but you whip around the traffic jam, and you're back on the tail. You, and they are going to be reacting against you now. So now is your reaction round.
That was like a move, a move for them, basically.
That was, yes, they spent their adrenaline for an extra move.
Yeah.
So, you come around the corner and you don't see them for a second, and you see they've made a sharp left turn. You have to slam on the brakes. Driver needs to make a nerves dexterity roll. Everybody else in the car needs brawn plus force.
Yes.
Yeah, double yes, because I get to roll 6 again.
Nice. At least roll 5. And you're each carrying over a basic success. So really, you just need 2 basic successes. Nice.
2 basics.
2.
Okay.
That was Zach. I got
that
nothing.
Was me.
Gain a free roll. Parkour. Gain a free reroll when jumping, performing feats of acrobatics, or breaking a fall. Falling inside of a car, is that considered breaking a fall?
You're not. Not really. No. Sorry.
I get a free reroll.
Yes, you do.
Doing nothing more than what I got before.
Okay. So, Zach, you carry over your basic, and you basically got a critical. So you're good.
Wonderful.
Logan, you would take 3 points, but you carry over that critical. You get so you get 2 more grit.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. There's that. Now we're going into this is going to be the final tour, final round. You know the Pentagon's just ahead, coming around another curve. They'll be within visual sight of it. So, what you doing?
Get me up next to him.
Well, all right, calm down. I'll get you there. Just give me a sec.
Yeah, as we'll do a bit more driving here.
Okay.
I mean, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right?
Okay. Like, now, bear in mind, all you're trying to do here is you have to lose 3 speed not to win at this point. So.
So basically, if any progress is made, we're good to go.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Yeah. To be honest, you don't even have to make. Well,
you have to make one.
You don't
progress.
Even need to make progress. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, you need a speed of 2. Right now, you have a speed of 4. So.
Okay.
Go for
it. Well, and I mean that's what my guy wants to have happen is get me up next to him, because he's either gonna get on the car or like otherwise disable it, you know.
Okay.
Let's go for it.
Okay.
Here we go. Going with the free re-roll.
There it is. Okay.
There we go.
Your speed is now 5.
Wonderful.
Okay, can we get caught up close enough to it that I could like lean out the window and stab the tire? I know that sounds really dumb, but this is an action movie, and I have
it is. That's exactly what this is for. Go for
it. Okay. Yeah. So we see we're coming up close, and we see my guy Max just kind of grabs the side of the window he's been hanging out, the top, like the bottom, you know, where the rest of your arm, and like the top along the door edge, and kind of pulls himself out like he's throwing himself out the window, and he widens his legs into like this frog sort of catch, so he can like dangle out the side of the window as he's pulling a blade from his hip and is gonna try and stab the wheel that we're right next to. Just to make them like completely skitter out at these speeds.
Nice.
As you do that, my character will go, "Oh, now you be careful with the paint job. You be careful. Lola's delicate."
And he gets a free reroll because it's martial arts, getting a free reroll. Ooh. Roll action, reaction rolls made when fighting in melee. I am meleeing a car.
Okay. Yes. All right.
Okay.
I'd say that works.
All right. No effect on that. Still a critical and a basic.
That is good. You ended up with a speed of 6. Yeah. 2 points. Boom. So what happens is you stick that needle in the tire. The tire blows out. And since this is an action movie, it blows out. The car does like a full flip.
Yep.
And kind of bounces over the edge off into the side, and you kind of come screaming to a halt there next to it. The occupant, their car is upside down. The occupants are kind of hanging out the window, dazed. You know, what you doing?
Need to secure the package.
I imagine you're like skid stopping us.
Yeah.
Right next to where they're at, and I'm already pulling myself out through the window the rest of the way and running over. I imagine, just for the sake of, you know, force and inertia, that the dagger was just jabbed in to this tire. I would have loved to have held on to it, but there's no guarantee that would have happened. So, assuming it did not stay in my hand...
You got an extra basic success. If you want to hang on to the knife, you can.
Yeah, let's do that then. Good. So we see him getting out, and he's stuffing that back into the little hidden sheath inside of his suit, because yeah, that's the sort of guy he is, and pulling out the pistol again. And I think he's just kind of doing the basic cop thing, like, keep your hands where I can see them.
Okay.
And just trying to look for where this laser tagger is, this box he described to us.
Okay. Yeah, the guy in the passenger seat had it ready, so it's laying right there.
Cool.
But as you walk over, he just starts laughing. You're too late. There's nothing you can do. The missile's already launched. It's going to be here in 5 minutes. There's a backup vehicle that, if we don't ping the target, they'll take control of the missile.
Hmm. That's unfortunate. Kick him in the face.
Okay. yeah. So, what you doing?
I guess I'm going to pull the laser that he has away
Okay.
You know, 10 feet or whatever else, and on the off chance he's completely bullshitting, pull him out and just kind of secure him face down and start to search for any sort of weaponry. There's literally no way we can, like, go find some other random-ass car.
Sorry, he said it was at the park by the river.
Oh.
It's 5 minutes away.
Oh, okay.
An extreme driving roll would get you there.
Okay.
But then, of course, you'd have to break into the place, you'd have to fight the guards, you'd have to hack the computer. You know, cool. You don't have the time for any for that, but...
Okay.
I'm gonna grab the laser from the guy.
Mm-hmm. You have a crazy idea.
And run back to the car. And say, drive to the bay. Let's paint the wrong target.
Can't imagine what you're saying. Okay.
Okay. Tie a screech as we kind of take a small detour.
Yep.
Okay.
And I don't know DC. Logan doesn't know DC well enough to know, but I assume there's water nearby or something that doesn't matter if we blow it up.
The Potomac River.
There we go. Even better.
The park is right on the river. So yeah, you drove over the bridge into Virginia. You were driving over, you know, that whole chase was on a bridge. So yeah, you're heading towards, let's see what you can do. This is, like I say, this is going to take an extreme roll to get there before the missile hits.
I'm saying spotlight, bro.
I don't see any other option but to spend my one current spotlight.
Okay. Well, that's an automatic extreme success then.
Extreme success. So I'm not going to chance it. I haven't gotten that close yet.
Okay.
Rolling the dice. So,
so you get there.
Might as well just.
Gotcha. So yeah, you still heavy traffic, but you squeeze through, you scream. It's like probably 10 seconds left. You burst into the park, you know, you probably jump a curb, smash through some shrubbery or something, and across the way in the parking lot, right against the river, you see a mobile home with some odd antennas and even like a small satellite dish on there. It's the only thing in the park. What you doing?
I don't know that that's them.
I don't know that that's them, but I don't know that that's not them, and it does seem suspicious. So I'm going to paint the water right in front of them.
You were told they were in this park. That's the only vehicle in this park.
Okay.
I won't give you that.
Light them up.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure out how to turn this thing on and make it work. I imagine it's probably pretty simple.
Pretty point and shoot. Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead and make a roll. And I will say, you got a laser target. It's a big thing. You're just looking for a basic success here.
Okay. Just for flavor, I guess this would be focus shoot. Nothing shooting at me. Just like, take a time, take a breath, focus. Still nothing special about that. Just roll 4. But
okay.
Lovely flavor.
The clock is ticking.
Basic.
There's a basic.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, you hit. You see a tiny green dot hit the RV.
Yep.
Nothing happens immediately. All of a sudden, up in the sky, you see a chemtrail. You see a kind of high altitude chemtrail suddenly does a sharp U-turn and starts picking up speed as it gets closer and closer, and the missile hits exactly where the green dot was, exploding in this huge fireball of explosion, and we go to the opening credits.
Nice.
So the flames envelop the screen, and the title comes out, says Arms Fair in Love and War.
Wow.
Starring. Sorry, Logan, tell us about your character.
I am playing Max Fury. Max is a professional stuntman. He goes by the screen name Max Fury, but he's actually Eugene Phillips. He's got a background of being a bit of a spy and a genius bruiser. He's quite built, quite muscular, and quite educated. Most people underestimate that. But he is your stuntman.
Nice.
I you know, kind of from what we just experienced, probably trained in the martial arts.
Oh, yeah.
Hand-to-hand combat.
Oh, yeah.
I can picture it already.
Also, very well-dressed.
I love the name, too.
Nice.
Like, probably in a tux.
Makes sense.
Great.
The spy. Makes sense.
Yep.
So, Zach, who are you playing? Mm.
I am Rodney Burns. He is probably mid to late 30s, slightly graying on the sides. He is more or less the trusty sidekick. He's probably everywhere Max is. Right there. He's best buds in his eyes, I would assume. Yeah. He's kind of I'm focused on getting you where you need to go. He's just that guy.
Nice.
All about the speed, all about the style. Probably always donning aviator style sunglasses.
Of course, I like it.
Simple man, but you know.
Excellent, excellent. Okay, and introducing Leah Chauvet, a French woman, pretty attractive, but she's the brain, very attractive brain. She's there as kind of a support character. Because there's only two of you, somebody you can, she'll normally be the person in the van providing exposition stuff.
What was that name one more time? I'll notate it down on my, mission sheet.
Leah Chauvet. She usually gives you, the information as long as you can understand it over her French accent.
I mean, you know.
Yes.
Maybe.
So yeah, that's pretty much those are pretty much the base characters. Theme songs being sung by Shirley Bassey. And
of course it is.
Of course. And we can fade into the next scene, which is an exterior. Richmond, Virginia. Day. Drifting fog slowly parts to reveal a troop of British redcoats marching over a grassy hill. In crisp military precision, muskets and bayonets at the ready. Facing them is a disorderly squad of colonial rebels pouring over an opposing rise. As shots are fired, clouds of smoke billow across the battlefield, mixing with the fog. This causes the director to yell,
"Cut, cut, cut! Reset! Everybody, back to places! We're taking it from the top! Quickly, people, while we have the light, time is money! Hey! You, where's Alex? Someone get me Alex! Alex! Hey! You call yourself an effects director? What's with all that smoke? We're doing the Revolutionary War, not Stephen King. I can't see a damn thing. I don't care if you thought there was going to be more wind. I want less smoke. So you go get some fans in here and clear this out. Now! Go! Go! Go!"
As their discussion becomes more animated, your ride pulls in behind the cameras and parks near the craft services truck. So, you are in the Richmond National Battlefield Park, and you put on studio lanyards and step out into the location where they're filming the latest PDSI epic. So, the PDSI stands for Produzione dello Spettacolo Italiano Studi. Which, hopefully, if I pronounce that right, means production of Italian entertainment studios. Studios started off with, you know, spaghetti westerns and some kind of low-budget sci-fi things back in the last century, but it's evolved to become a pretty well-renowned Italian movie studio. Do productions all over the world. Like here, they're filming a, American Revolution epic actually in Richmond, Virginia.
That's neat.
Yes. So, you know, you got all of this going on here. As you're walking through the bustling film set, you notice one of the grips. You know, young guy's kind of coiling cables. He looks up, catches your attention, waves, hands the cables off to an intern or something, and walks over. You recognize him as Dexter Frazier, an intelligence analyst for the PDSI agency. The PDSI agency, in this case, it stands for Plausibly Deniable Secret Intelligence Agency, and the movie studio acts as a cover for this world-covering secret organization. It's funded by agencies all over the world, and they use the globe-trotting nature of the film studio to help cover their activity wherever they're needed. So, you are agents of the PDSI agency, and you know, your cover is working for the PDSI studio.
Gasp.
Yes. So, that's why you're here. So as you're walking across the field, Dexter kind of catches up with you. Oi! Good to see you, Lot. Welcome back.
Dex.
How'd it go?
Explosive.
Do you always have to say explosive?
Right, listen, I like it when I'm in character, and it's hard to not, you know, do the action thing when we're on set or we're doing the action thing. Like, don't make fun of me, okay? I know it's over the top, but I'm a stuntman. At heart.
I get it. Like, it's fine. I get it. It's okay. It was fine, Dex.
Right. Oh. Looking forward to the whole report. Anyway, the Ed guy, he's up there in the main building. He points towards a large colonial mansion that's currently acting as a tourist station for the park. You can find him right in there.
Just a bit. Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else?
They don't tell me anything.
Are they in a good mood?
Are they ever?
You probably don't. Probably don't. Yeah, that's a good point. Ever? Okay. We'll see you later, Dex.
Yeah, thanks, Dex. We'll catch up later. I mean, stay cool.
God. Method acting, basically.
We all have our ways of getting into it, okay? Like, don't judge the methods, okay?
Oh. As we will head towards the main building, I would assume.
Mm-hmm.
Short walk.
Yes. Like I say, this used to be a colonial mansion, but it's, you know, now it's kind of used as a tourist station. There's a small gift shop in there and a small movie theater that normally shows a short film about the history of the historic battlefield. But right now that theater is kind of being taken over by the movie studio to go over dailies or agent briefings, you know, that sort of thing.
Okay.
So you go into the theater, it's kind of dark, and you see Caleb Abramov, who's a former Mossad agent and currently head of operation for PDSI agency. He's kind of sitting in the theater and kind of waves you over to take a seat. Agents.
Sir?
So...
I'm kind of like nod. I'll probably like gesture, like, can I take a seat?
Mm-hmm. Yep. He gestures to the seats and asks you to sit. As you sit, he pulls out a remote control and kind of clicks it, and a slide appears on the screen showing the mugshots of the terrorists from the minivan that you captured. Bruised and battered, but it's clearly them. It says, after questioning the terrorists that you've captured, we've been able to determine that the missile attack was a deception for a far bigger operation. And we're going to hold it right there.
Okay. Ooh. Okay. My character's Rodney's probably going bigger. How much bigger?
Well, talking? Of course.
Man, okay. Yeah, we shall pick things up next time then. If you feel like running more, Mark.
Oh, absolutely. There's plenty more. Like I say, this is a far bigger operation.
Alrighty then. Well, gentlemen, thank you for joining me. I look forward to playing this again in the future.
Oh, yeah.
And we shall pick it up next time.